All right, I want to talk about the audiobook based on the Harry Bosch series that was on Amazon Prime. The version of the book that I have been reading is called The Black Echo Special Edition, Harry Bosch Book 1. It's by Michael Connelly, and it's narrated by Titus Welliver. That's what the neat part about this book was, and that was the draw, because I like Harry Bosch. I like the series. I think it's a really good series. This book, I was interested to see if the character that was portrayed in the Amazon Prime series is roughly the same as what it was written in the books. And so this is the first book in that series. And I'll have to say that roughly Harry Bosch was the same character. The story revolves around a murder that happened in a tunnel, like a pipe tunnel. The victim was a former, I want to say a U.S. Marine or someone that was in the military, and that Harry Bosch knew him and they served together. They called him Tunnel Rats. He was hell-bent on trying to figure out who murdered him. And there was a side story. This led to him doing an investigation. And then there was this whole reason for why some of these people were in the tunnels was to try to drill into and rob a bank vault. That is where this story revolves around. I really enjoyed this book, The Black Echo, the special edition. At the end of the book, there is a conversation. There's a half an hour conversation, like an interview with Titus Welliver. That is interesting as well. And I would definitely give this book, I'm right on the edge, I think I would give this book 5 stars. There's some things that make me want to put it down, and I'm going to get into that now in a section of the spoilers. Now, one of the things that I hate in storytelling is time travel, stuff that goes back in time. I don't mind so much telling the story, you go back to when you were younger and you tell the story, but when they go back in time and they change something and in the future everything's different, I hate that kind of storytelling. It opens up paradoxes. Likewise, you have the police trying to do an investigation. One of their own is the person working against them. It's just like the example that I laid out in my previous review of the movie Missing, where you have that person working against Kiefer Sutherland and the CTU from the TV series 24, and he's always trying to find out who the terrorist is, but then there's always a mole in the CTU that's working against him, and that seems to be something they wore out over and over in that series, and I don't like those types of twists, and that's the very twist that happened in this book in The Black Echo. It made me mad when the twist came up in this book. So there is a twist in the book that happens. I won't even say who it was. I won't ruin it completely, but I did not like the twist at the end of this book. I don't like when you have the police working against the police, where you have corrupt police officers and that sort of thing. I was hoping that they would keep these stories on the up and up and tell real, legit police stories. And I guess it does happen occasionally where there's a corruption in the police force, but those aren't the type of stories that I'm interested in. It almost makes me want to knock it down a notch, but I would still give this book 5 stars. I did enjoy it. The narration was excellent, and it felt like I was watching a Harry Bosch series. So I did enjoy it.